You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is, of course, Heavenly Pop hit by The Chills, and that is from Submarine Bells, which is getting a reissue via Flying Nun, as is Soft Bomb. And also, The Chills have got a new record coming out, and we have got Martin Phillips on the line. Morena, Martin, how are you?
I'm good, yeah.
It is a busy time for The Chills. How are you feeling?
Actually, quite excited. You know, there's so much uncertainty about touring and stuff, it's a wee bit daunting, but things seem to be coming together, so... And we're really thrilled with the album. It's, it was a bit of a mission. We were 4 days from completing it when lockdown happened.
Oh, so, far out.
It took us months to get back and do it, but I actually think that was I'm glad I had that to kind of focus on during lockdown. Mm. So, yeah, it's good.
It's good to have a kind of a creative place to put a lot of energy, I guess, during such a strange time. Can you tell us a little bit about this record? What was going on for you when you wrote it, and what can we expect from it?
It's called Scatterbrain, one word, singular, and it started off as one thing and ended up completely going in a different direction. More about state of mind, not just mine, but just what I see in the world going on. It ended up being quite sort of prophetic about COVID and lockdown and so on, although the whole thing was written before we even knew about that. So
yeah.
it's quite odd. But there was a deliberate attempt to sort of move away from so much kind of guitar-based chill stuff, mm-hmm. and to some extent we really have done that, and people are saying it's certainly the best produced record they've heard from us, and possibly the best thing since Submarine Bells.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're thrilled.
That must be really exciting as well, because, I mean, you've been making music for a long time, and we are in this privileged position where we get to still go out and experience music, go to gigs, go to festivals, and you are going to be playing a bunch of dates just after Christmas as well. You've got shows in New Plymouth and Cook's Beach, but for people in Tamaki Makaurau, the Yacht Club in Raglan with Reb Fountain on the 28th, and also the Sawmill Cafe in Lee with Keita on the 30th will be probably ones that they'll be heading along to. Are you excited to be getting out on the road? I presume you'll be playing a lot of new stuff as well.
Yeah, as I say, because the record's so produced, we're kind of admitted later we were a bit nervous when we started rehearsing it, but it came together so well as live stuff, so there's going to be just enough of the new stuff and, you know, obviously a selection of the gems from the past. So, yeah, and I'm excited about it, but also it's a bit nerve-wracking having not played since March, you know.
Yeah.
I know what happens is I'll be nervous as hell by the time we're through the first song on the first gig. It'll just be like, yep, you know, there it is.
Swimming again.
So,
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the lineup of the band at the moment, and who's been working on this record with you.
Well, we worked with Tom Healy as producer, and that was fantastic. But the band is the same as it's been for a long time, except for Callum Hampton from Left or Right is now on bass.
Awesome.
And what I didn't realise is he turns out to be an absolute genius on horns. So
fantastic.
I shouldn't really give that away, but that's one of the changes of direction on the record. There's some amazing horn arrangements that he came up with. So
That's a great secret skill to have, to be able to whip out some horns in the middle of a track.
Well, wait till you see him actually playing trumpet and playing bass at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. That's something to behold.
Yeah, that is something to behold. It sounds like you've got a really nice, energy going on with this group at the moment. How has it felt, I guess, rehearsing since this kind of lockdown period and everything, getting back and playing with the others? How has that felt for you?
Well, our keyboardist, Dr. Ollie Wilson, runs the Massey Contemporary Music School in Wellington, so we have to really schedule full practices, but we've had one nearly full band run a little while back, and this coming week is when we actually get together fully with the full band. But yeah, there is a really good vibe. Everyone's just so looking forward to playing and getting out there again. Yeah.
It's interesting. I was just going to say, it's interesting what you were saying about Scatterbrain being this kind of accidentally prophetic sort of record for this year. I was wondering if there was any sort of music you'd been enjoying or things you've been thinking about this year that have kind of crystallised under the weirdness of 2020, Martin.
Well, I don't listen to as much music as I should. I've got to sort of sort out probably Bluetooth in this house so I can actually... The only way I can listen to music at the moment, because the stereo's down, is sitting in front of the computer, and that's just no fun. So I just sort something out. But I guess what I was thinking about a lot during lockdown was just the younger artists whose careers were just like really taking off overseas and who are suddenly stuck here. I mean, it's a wee bit different for me because we've got, you know, not a huge but a very loyal international fan base already sort of built. But for some of these people, it's been devastating. So I actually spent quite a bit of time trying to kind of reach out and contact people and, you know, sort of say there's going to be a better future somehow. But, yeah, I've been listening to lots of music on here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Stuff that gets you through. It's the community, really, when it comes down to it.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So when people come and see you perform, you have got some awesome special guests. As we mentioned, you've got Reb Fountain with you in Raglan and Keita with you in Lee. I imagine that these are artists you personally enjoy listening to, Martin. What is it about these musicians that sort of connected with you?
I guess it's people who've got a unique vision on things and a courageous enough to sort of like stick to their true path. And that's what I really like. We've played with Reed before solo, and she's just great. So, you know, she's part of our whare now. It's great. And I guess that's what I'm sort of, that's what I'm looking for. But it's Spanish music who's doing the tour who suggests people that they think will fit. And they've been right on every time. So, we just have to give our approval and always do.
They are good. They are very good at that, actually. I always like that about Banish gigs. When you are going to be putting this album out in the world, what kind of, I guess, what can we expect? When can we expect it, first of all? But also, what can we expect? Will we be able to see some more later on? Or what's happening with that one, Martin?
Well, the weird thing is, I think right about now we would have been finishing a 30-day American tour.
Yeah.
Promoting the album had things gone differently. So it's not out now until I think May, all going well, and we're already putting together as extensive a New Zealand tour as we can, considering the poor old band have to take leave every time we go on tour, and most of them have got family of sort now, so it's quite tricky. But it'll be around April, May, we'll be doing a more extensive tour. But that's no excuse not to come out for these first shows.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you can get a sneak preview of the new album, and as you were saying, a few old gems as well. We're going to play a track from your last record, which was Snowbound. This is Complex. Martin Phillips, thank you so much for speaking to us. So looking forward to the new record and the reissues of Submarine Bells and Soft Bomb as well. And congrats on being able to just keep going over this hectic year. We're looking forward to hearing the fruits of that labour very soon.
Thank you very much, and tell Auckland keep on trucking, from what I hear.
That's
you're
the one.
To, so,
Hey, thank you, Martin. See you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm a complex piece of the plan, not the man. you think I am? I'm a complex piece of the plan, not the man.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.